Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Chatter for Change. This is our first episode past the pilot. You may know me. My name is Preston. I'm joined by my friend Gabriel. However, we have two more wonderful guests to talk with us today, and they will introduce themselves now.
Yeah, I'll go first. My name's Tyler Kuykendall. This is the second podcast, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the second podcast. Glad to join everybody. Looking forward to some good podcasts to put out for you guys.
Yes, my name is Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Ryan.
I'm Ryan, and I'm excited about starting this new opportunity, and hopefully we can make some change in the world.
Absolutely. That's a good introduction.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Well, as Preston was saying, I'm Gabriel. I was here last week with him. And I guess we're going to get started with this next introduction. So where to start? How about one of you two, either of you could start, either Ryan or Tyler. Mm-hmm. You could just say how you joined.
Yeah. Like why are you here with us today? How long have you been here? You know, just give us an idea of your history with True Blue.
Yeah, so me, Tyler, came along and joined the youth council at our high school here in Western Kentucky. And from there, our sophomore year, True Blue came along?
Yeah, I think it was, right after our sophomore year.
Sophomore year, True Blue came along, got involved in that, and then got involved in the early college program. So basically I'm going to the local community college and taking classes there, dual credit. And that gave me the opportunity to be in the True Blue executive crew. And so, that brings me here.
Yeah, I have a very similar story to that. I joined youth council in middle school, and, True Blue came around my sophomore year, and now I'm senior, and we've done a lot of stuff for the community, and I've liked it ever since and just kept with it because I have a good group of friends that are together, and we look out for one another, and it's made an environment where I want to stay in. And also in the early college program, I've had the opportunity to be in this the True Blue executive crew, as you would call it, and so now we're doing fun activities like this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, number one comes, the change. I mean, our podcast name is Chatter for Change, but just doing things like this, it's fun. It's fun.
Well, I talked a little bit with Frisco about this last week, but I think one of the craziest things is that who would have thought that we would be sitting here doing this years after we started, with the Youth Council and True Blue. I think one of the remarkable things is that we've done things that I don't know if youth councils in years past at our school would have ever thought of, And I think it's definitely been a blessing to me to be with you guys and to do all of the things that we've done over the last few years.
I know. Think about it. All the years back, seventh grade, whenever you joined youth council from middle school, and they recruited you. Think about that. All that time later, being able to be here, I think it's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess moving on from introductions, now we're part of it. We're one of the groups that you're going to be hearing about a lot. So, getting into the meat and potatoes of today's podcast, we're going to be talking about True Blue and why it exists. Why is it important that we do all the things we do? And if anybody wants to answer, or if you want me to answer,
I'll take a stab at it.
All right.
So why is it important? Why is what we do important? And the short and simple and the answer that everybody looks for and everybody wants, and the answer is to help the community. True Blue is to help even kids at an early age steer clear from drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. Mm-hmm. And then also just the whole community in general, even older folks. It's a problem, I'm sure, as everybody watching this podcast knows. And that's what we're trying to solve and doing things like this. And
Yeah, I agree. Oh, would you like to go ahead?
Oh, yeah. I also think that why this is important is for the change also, especially because I think the stuff that we've done throughout middle school and throughout with the True Blue executive crew and just True Blue in general, in 10 years, you already saw a change in our community so far. But yeah. In 10 years, I really think that you'll see change in our community and how we left this footprint on our school and in our community. And I think that's really something to be proud of for all of us as we go through college and wherever life takes us.
And I think not only the work that we've done, but I think as well as our advisors have set up an opportunity for kids that are younger than us that are in the True Blue group to be able to, once we go, take up for us and do what we do and have the same impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with what you guys were saying. That's some good stuff. I agree. It is to reach the community. But also I think it's, also very important that we do the things that we do to, build that relationship between, good character and, doing the right things with things like schools and stuff. I mean, I don't think there should be like a tarnished thing of like the community should be known for doing tobacco or the community should be known for doing, you know, anything bad. I think it's very good that we do these things to change how community is looked at.
I mean, whenever I get older, I definitely don't want to look at my home county and think, oh, that's just a bunch of rednecks that dip, you know. I want to change that present, you know what I'm saying? Like I really think that we're laying the foundation to really change the culture of this community.
Yeah, that's the word.
I think at least 10 years down the line, like what Ryan said, you're going to see a lot of change in this community. I'm proud that this group has been able to start that change.
Yeah. So for those that don't know, that is why we do it. That's been kind of a long answer. But that really does cover all of it. I guess bringing it back to each person, when looking back at all the things that we've done, what have we done that has stuck with you the most? Like what is a good memory that you have that, you know, you can look back after like 10 years, like, wow, what an interesting time.
You know, we've done a lot and there's been a lot that I'll remember for a while, and I'm super proud and, you know, happy that I was given this opportunity to share what I believe and make change. But what I think will stick with me the most is probably our skits that we've done across the elementary schools. What we every year, not this year because of COVID, of course,
right?
But every year we, for the viewers, we typically go to each elementary school, and we basically do funny skits, and all the young kids love it, and they remember us. And I remember being in elementary school when the youth council would come to my school and do these skits, and honestly, that's one of the reasons that I started thinking like I did, and I believe that it may have led me to this group.
Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta say, probably my favorite skit out of all the ones we did, as much as I love Reese, there is something about the one where we dressed up all as girls for that slumber party. And like, I don't know how, I can't do that voice anymore, but I always did like this high-pitched voice for it. And like, I feel like it doesn't matter really what skit it was, but we always found a fun way to teach those kids about what to and what not to do. You know, I feel like that's probably the best way to teach them without, you know, scaring them out of their socks. Because that's not what we're here to do. We're here right. to teach them and have a good time with them at the same time. You know, one of the things that I feel like we lean on is that we prove that we can have a good time without using any kind of substances. And the more we can do that, the more we can show those kids, the better.
Right, and I feel like one thing we did a really good job of when it came to the skits is we were able to grab their attention and make it super funny, but also at the end of it, they understood the point that we were trying to prove.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. That's good about the slumber party. I definitely think that was one of the most fun things because, like we were talking about last week at the, we had regional TLC, where different counties would come together. I remember that morning when we were just preparing for that skit. Oh. So we had all sorts of blankets, pillows,
face masks.
Yeah, I think they were like strawberry scented face masks.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, they were like falling off the face by the time we got up there. It was really bad.
Not those COVID face masks either.
No,
those.
Like the massage face masks.
Yeah, the one to clean your face or something.
Yeah, it's
like
supposed
that.
To like clean your pores and whatnot. Yeah, we were supposed to wear those and somehow do a skit. Like, I'm pretty sure that I just, like, threw mine to the ground at one point. Like,
it was so, like, I don't know. Yeah.
By the end of it, I had soap coming out of mine and getting in my eyes. Oh, it was terrible.
I don't know. Is that how it normally works? Is it normally, like,
dude,
does
it's
stay,
supposed to seep
it...
downward, I think. I don't know, but I think the soap from the mask is supposed to go downward into the skin. It's not supposed to go outward into the audience.
There's just so much soap.
It's definitely supposed to stay in your skin.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be spreading our particles. Like, well, that's just nasty. And COVID has not helped the nastiness of that.
And we, of course, we went out dancing and jumping to, what was it, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah.
So yeah. That probably
we were
going to
do, I think we were going to do Barbie World at first, and I think we had to change it. Like, I'm fairly confident that was in the cards at one point.
I think that was a lot of fun whenever we did it. In that situation, it was really just showing... you know, the different skits that we had. But, you know, whenever we go to assemblies, like around to the elementary schools, it's to teach them. And after we would have somebody, I think one time it was Tyler, talked about, you know, just explaining the skit and different things about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tying it to that theme that we're talking about at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I definitely like that one a lot.
Oh, it's a good one for sure. So moving on from that, I want to ask you guys, what influence do you hope to have on the kids of this community? And I'm not talking just like your younger siblings. I'm talking about everybody, if y'all want to piggyback off of that.
Well, to start, I definitely hope that we make ourselves to look like, or not just to look like, but to be good role models. I think sometimes kids don't have the opportunity to meet kids that other... older kids that have taken a vow, basically, or have taken that pledge to live a clean life. And I think that sometimes if they don't have those people that they can look in their life, they look to other places, like no hate on athletes or anything, but they look up to athletes. They look up to people that are scoring the touchdown on Friday night. And yeah, that they're good and they're athletic and they're really cool, but they also might not be... after the game, who knows what they're going to be doing. Right. And I think that having a group like this gives kids the opportunity to have those people in their life that they look up to. And I just want to be that person that they can look up to and think about when they are getting to the age where they have some tough decisions coming their way.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And I would say what I would like to influence them to do is not only to make that decision to not abuse drugs, alcohol, and tobacco, but to be able to have fun and be a kid without abusing those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like being able to, you know, go through your school and not having to worry about it is what you're saying?
Right. Not being self-conscious about it or not feeling like you're out of the group because you don't do those things, but... having your own kind of fun and feeling like, you know, you're having more fun than them. Just, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think that we broke the stigma of you have to do drugs, alcohol, tobacco, whatever to have fun. I think that we've showed people that, and I think that that is probably one of the best things that has came out of this group.
For sure. And I think, you know, you say breaking the stigma, and I think we have done influence that and been good to that. But it's also important to note that the majority are not abusing these drugs, alcohol, and tobacco.
Right, right. And, you know, I feel like it's really those select few that make so much noise in our schools that make it seem like it's just everybody, because, you know, I feel like you used to hear about it all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Sally's dipping now, or, Jemadiah has started to drink a little bit, you know? We used to hear about that all the time, and I'm proud to say that I don't feel like I hear that as much anymore.
Yeah, not hearing about Jemadiah going.
I also think it's a culture thing, because I think everybody wants to talk about what's negative in the world. They don't want to talk about what's positive. And I think us being a positive influence, or us being the positive thing that people are talking about, is really what's led to the change in our community.
Oh, I mean, for sure. I feel like it's so easy to talk about the negatives in the world because, you know, I feel like that's what stands out to us as a people first. You know, we notice the negatives a lot more than the positives. And like what you said, I'm so glad that we've been that positive force in our schools.
Yeah. I mean, especially right now, considering we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, yeah. Everyone, you know, trying to limit as much as they can to, you know, not go into large crowded areas, large mm-hmm. public places. I think it's definitely good that, you know, there's a place or there's a group of people that at least try to spread positivity and, you know, spread the good vibes, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got to ask you all, moving on to our little next topic. We've talked a lot about what we do here, but I want to ask you all, what kind of other activities do you guys do outside of True Blue?
Oh, well, for me, I'm really active in my youth group at Webb mm-hmm. Memorial, and we do a bunch of activities just helping in the community, which COVID's kind of hindered that, but we usually, like, it's just kind of like what Gabe said, spreading those good vibes that everybody needs to feel.
Is there?
I mean, we don't go out into the community intending to change people. It's intending to push our religion, because it is a religious group, on other people. We're just trying to be those people that are there and, mm-hmm. you know, spread the good vibes.
Just like an unbiased, you know, good thing.
Yeah, and I'm a part of that youth group as well, and you know, I love that youth group, and it's been a big part of my life since I was young. But some other things I do, I ride dirt bikes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on a 2016 YZ250X, for anybody wondering.
I'm sure there's somebody in it.
Oh, yeah, somebody.
Guys, I can't believe it.
Yeah, everybody's got to know that. I mean, that's the best part of the podcast.
Dude, that guy's driving the best dirt bike in the world.
All right. Yeah. Well... Okay, for me, I guess, I don't know, there's not too much I do outside of True Blue. I guess I spend quite a bit of time part of True Blue, I guess, and part of the activities. At least, I think it was last year, I think it was, or maybe 2 years ago, I'm not too sure. I mean, there was the after school program, and I wasn't, I guess, directly related to True Blue, but I would stay after school and I'd help middle schoolers.
Don't let him fool you. He does a lot. He's a full-time college student. He runs this whole...
Internet cafe.
Yeah,
internet cafe. Oh, not want to talk about anybody.
I really forgot about that.
Listen, if you need any kind of tech support, you need to go to Gabriel.
Right. Like, if Gabriel, you can find out where I am, of course.
Like, yeah. Gabriel was the madman that set all this stuff up, and I remember I sat there and told him, listen, I will help you, but you're going to have to explain everything before I do it. Like...
Oh, okay. It's not that hard, but...
Plays guitar at his church.
That's right. I am an active member of my
church.
Like,
think about how many people play the guitar.
I don't know. How many people?
I mean, there's a lot of people that play the guitar.
Put an estimate
I mean,
on
a lot
it.
Of people that
people?
Don't play the guitar. Excuse me.
Oh, that's a better question. I don't know.
How many people in Webster County play the guitar?
Yeah. Especially
in
this community.
On at least three hands.
I mean, Tyler technically plays guitar, but could he play on Sunday night or on Sunday mornings? Who knows? And to get up there and I've preached a sermon before, and it's no easy job. I can imagine getting up there every single morning and having to play the guitar for your church, which I'm sure you get used to it, but still, at your age, it's very impressive.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you, Ryan.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to say 450.
Listen, everybody at home, write that down right now. I promise you that will be the best dirt bike you will ever find.
Whoa.
Switched it up to a dirt bike, didn't he?
No, dirt bike number's 230.
Oh, my bad. My apologies.
Did you say 430?
230. 230.
No, okay. No. Before that.
450. That's 450. How many guitarists there are in Webster County.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's
the population of guitars.
Number. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, that's some of the things that I do. I guess that's all some things I do. Just playing at the church, you know, this and that. What are some other things that you guys do?
Preston?
Well, two of the major things that I do outside of here is I think number one is football. I play offense and defensive line, and I've been it's been a blessing to play that sport over the last few years for sure. I've definitely seen it's been very weird to see just the culture of the people change over that time.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, used to, like, when I was a young lad, when I just started playing football, like, everybody either dipped, smoked, e-cig, or drank. Like, it was everybody. And I'm so proud that those numbers have just gone down. Like, the culture over the last few years, I'm a firm believer that it's changed.
That's good to hear.
And I think the second major thing would be drag racing for sure. My father drag races a 1979 Camaro and a 1983 Monte Carlo. We race a lot locally. There's a couple leagues that we run, and I try to help with that any way I can. It's definitely going to places like that, you meet people that you would have never met before, and it's definitely been a blessing to meet those people.
Oh, yeah. No, everything's okay.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Like, you started fiddling with soundboard. I was like, oh, no.
Okay. No, everything's okay.
So, who do you go play this Friday?
So, we play Paducah Tillman at Tillman. And I think the most interesting thing is that we really don't know what team we're going to play because of how many people are out.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's like as far as our division goes, the whole division has been turned upside down. In fact, I think we're in a three-way tie with the most wins in our division this season.
Wow.
Just because of the COVID or just cause...
Well, I think it's a mix of teams trying to find just teams to play.
Y'all hear the Webster or the girls volleyball team? They won the districts just because Henderson had to quit or had to forfeit because of COVID.
Oh, no kidding.
If I was the other team, I would be very mad that we didn't get the shot to play. Because Henderson's got a good volleyball team. No hate to our girls, but
I mean for sure. But Henderson right now has been kind of blowing up with COVID. I mean, yeah, I don't mean to throw shade, but I don't know if I would go to that county right now.
I don't know if we should be throwing shade to Henderson.
Yeah.
But,
we might, some of the people in the audience might find us and like beat the crap out of us. It's like, you knocked on Henderson County. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, I think it's been a blessing just that I've been able to play just one more time. To be honest, I didn't think at the beginning of the season or during preseason, I personally didn't think that we were able to play a season.
Yeah.
So it's been a blessing to play the games that we've had, and definitely thankful for the opportunity and the people that have worked so hard to get us this season.
Yeah. And we've kind of exceeded our 20-minute mark that we're trying to wrap it up by. Yeah, it's been nice talking to y'all, and when are we going to film our next podcast? Anybody know?
Well, only time will tell.
Yes.
It'll be here soon. Be prepared.
There's a lot. There's several more groups that are going to be coming every week. So
trust me, there are some lovely personalities that you will be able to hear from. Not just the four of us, but just some wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I think this group is going to be sprinkled out into some of the other groups. So I'm sure you'll be hearing from one of us.
Yeah, at the least.
Pretty soon. Yeah. This group will be meeting up. I think it's about, just several weeks from now when we're going to be here together. But yeah, you should definitely be here for next week for the next podcast of Chatter for Change.
Oh, absolutely. Again, we want to thank all of our wonderful listeners for tuning into Chatter for Change, and we will talk to you in the next episode.
See ya.
Peace. All right.